Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to my channel, guys. So on my last video, which I will have included on the bottom description box below, I recited Al-Fatiha, and on this video I'm going to recite An-Nas, then I'm going to build my way up to Al-Baqarah, inshallah. So without further ado, let's begin. And after I'm done reciting in Arabic, I will tell you guys the English translation, and I will try to actually get in-depth detail for you guys, just so you guys know, because there's some verses that I'm going to say that will not specify what it's exactly talking about. And that's what I'm going to try to get into detail and try to explain to you guys. So let's begin. An-Nas means the man, or like mankind in general. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَّهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِ وَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Say, it says in English, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the sneaking whisperer who whispers in the hearts of mankind, of the jinns and of mankind. So it says on the second to last verse, from the evil of the sneaking whisperer, and that is talking about Satan, the devil. He whispers in the heart, like as in like he gives you negative thoughts in your head, and then you get to decide whether you want to act upon those negative thoughts or not. So that's what he does. He whispers in people's hearts, in people's heart, but really it's like, you know, it's in your mind, like you get this negative thought in your mind. So it says on the last verse, of the jinns and of the mankind, you know, jinnati wa nas. So it's talking about jinns and mankind. So you already know what mankind are. You're a mankind. But what is a jinn? So a jinn is a supernatural being that has free will just like us. Unlike, you know, let's say, for example, angels, malaik. So if this applied to angels, it would say, minal jinnati wa nas, and then wa malaik. So this would mean that it's talking about angels, right? Then human beings, as well as jinns. Now, angels do not have free will, and that's why they're not included on this list. However, jinns do. They're just like us. They have free will. There's some certain things that they're able to control in their life that gives them, like, that's pretty much their will. Like, that's, they have certain control in their life. And like, if, for example, if God commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands an angel to pray for the rest of its life, it will do that, and it would have no doubts in its mind. It would not try to steer away or just not do it, you know what I mean? But a jinn and a human being, if you say that to them, they have the choice to listen to that or not, or partially listen to it. And that's kind of it. That's why they have free will. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Satan is going to come after us this way. He's going to try to get into our hearts, and he's going to try to give us negative thoughts. And he's telling us right away, like, this is what's going to happen. And you just got to be careful of that. And this is what this surah is saying. He's just telling you to be careful of the sneaking whisperer, which is Satan. Now, I think that's pretty much good. I think I explained it enough. If you guys do want any more details, just let me know in the comment section below. If you guys like this video, let me know. And then, you know, it's going to influence me to make the videos like this more frequently. But I'm still going to continue on and try to finish my goal and finish reciting the Quran. And afterwards, I'm going to go back and try to start memorizing it from the beginning all the way to the end. And then after that, we're going to try to memorize it with the English translation. We're just going to keep going. It's never going to end, you know. But inshallah, we will get it done, guys. And you guys have a nice day. Until next time.